Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
So is it egotistical to want to leave a legacy, or to create a legacy, to have a legacy? So basically to leave behind something to enable the memory of you to survive generations, or whatever way you put a legacy together in your own mind, financial legacy or material possession legacy, property legacy, business legacy, anything like that. Is it ego driven? Is it egotistical? Yes, it is your ego that wants to leave a legacy. It's a healthy ego, though. It's not an unhealthy ego. And the way I look at things is, if you have to have a choice of an unhealthy ego and a healthy ego, you're better off having a healthy ego. So you're better off having an ego that is going to leave a legacy than one that is going to be unhealthy and leave destruction and a wasted life and affected relationships and an unhappy life. So I would much rather substitute healthy ego for an unhealthy ego. And that's kind of my frame of mind with a lot of things. If I'm going to have an addiction, then I would rather my addiction was training or even doing podcasts. I'd rather be a healthy addiction and swap it out for any kind of an unhealthy addiction. So that would be my frame of mind with ego. Now, also with leaving a legacy or wanting to achieve any big goals, it's your frame of mind as well that denotes what kind of an ego, if it's healthy or if it's unhealthy. So we've already established that leaving a legacy is a healthier ego than some pursuits. But your frame of mind, is it because do you want to achieve large things? You want to leave a legacy because you think you're better than everybody else? That would be a healthy ego in an unhealthy way. Or is it because you think you've got one shot at life, you live one life, and you want to live your best life and achieve as much as you can, and you don't think it's a dress rehearsal, and you don't believe in reincarnation, you don't think you're coming back, so you want to live your best life and be all that you can be and continue with your self-development pursuit and hopefully leave a little bit of abundance for the next generation. So in other words, your kids and your family and your loved ones. In case you haven't figured by the words that I'm speaking, that's the camp that I would be in, which I would think is a healthy ego with a healthy mindset, as opposed to an unhealthy ego and an unhealthy mindset, or a healthy ego with an unhealthy mindset. We're talking now about, have I confused you yet? With a healthy ego and a healthy mindset. So yeah, leaving a legacy probably is a healthy ego. And if you're going about it the right way and you're not hurting anybody or judging anybody and you're not doing it because you think you're superior and you've got a superiority complex, then by all means, you fire ahead and you do exactly what you want to do and exactly what makes you happy. Think big, plan your goals big, plan your legacy big. Why not? Give it a crack. As I said, it's better substituting that for anything unhealthy ego-based anyway. What are your thoughts? What do you reckon? Used any negative ego in the past, any unhealthy ego in the past? Has it affected any of your decisions in the past? What's your opinion on healthy ego versus unhealthy ego? I'd love to hear your viewpoints. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.